A sting operation by journalists in Britain has caught some high-profile targets. Four lawmakers in the governing Labour Party were caught apparently prepared to sell their political influence. They've been suspended while party officials investigate. Vicky Barker reports from London.
Three of the four suspended members of Parliament were former cabinet ministers. One, former Transport Secretary Stephen Byers, told the undercover reporters he could be hired like a taxi for £5,000 a day. That's $7,500. The journalists from Britain's Channel 4 television had posed as American lobbyists. They got a warm reception from Byers and their other targets, including former Health Minister Patricia Hewitt and former Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon. They emphatically deny any wrongdoing. After watching last night's documentary, horrified Labour politicians held a crisis meeting. They reportedly expressed shock and incredulity that three such experienced ministers could have been caught up in such a sting. Gordon Brown's main political rival, Conservative Party leader David Cameron, was quick to condemn the Labour Party.
Every time we patch up one part of the broken politics, another crack appears elsewhere. We do need to start from scratch.
But Labour leaders pointed out Cameron hasn't suspended the lone Conservative MP caught up in the lobbying scandal. There are rules and regulations on when and how British lawmakers and former government ministers can accept outside income. But critics charge they're not tough enough. A parliamentary watchdog is investigating whether the MPs went beyond its rules, but it's possible no laws were actually broken. With national elections just months, possibly weeks away, you might expect Labour's popularity to plummet over these revelations. Yet Peter Kellner of the polling agency YouGov says this latest scandal likely will have little effect, essentially, he says, because Britain's main political parties can't sink much lower in the voters' esteem.
But it's not that the public say Labour is sleazier. The public is saying a plague on both your houses.
All three main parties are promising root and branch reform of Britain's lobbying laws if the public will only vote for them. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
This is NPR.